Have I ever told you that your father smells of feces upon which your mother lays her eggs?
Are you calling my mother a chicken?
You don't even want it. You don't even want to know where I'm going with what I call your parents.
As long as you don't call one of them Ashes, because that's what he is.
Yeah. But what if his last name was Ashes?
That would be weird then.
Very weird.
That would mean my life is a total lie.
Yeah, we've known that forever. We just haven't told you yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you're telling me now on air.
Well, yeah. You know, anything worth doing is on air.
Hey! Welcome to Roscoe's House of Chips, guys. That was probably way too loud.
Probably.
Yeah. Enjoy that, fellas.
Yes.
Or and ladies.
Como estes.
Speaking of fellas and ladies, we have Wade joining us again tonight. Say hi, Wade.
Yeah, well, Dave is kind of breaking up, Cody. Like, real bad.
How am I breaking? I wonder if I'm hitting the switch.
Yeah, you might be.
You guys are both breaking up really fucking bad.
Huh. You know, we have airplanes flying overhead, so...
Yeah, but
I
don't think that would affect it. I'm wondering if it's maybe the way I was plugged in. Or maybe your phone, referring to Cody, is just a jacked up piece of shit.
It is a Samsung, so
well, there
yes.
you go. We'll blame it on Chody.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I was hearing this big rumbling and stuff, and then it was just nothing.
Yeah, that rumbling? That rumbling was an airplane.
Or gas. But we've never had the airplanes come through this before.
No, never.
Yeah. Damn Navy. Let me call them really quick, tell them to hold off air flights.
Yeah, this is great pod.
Really? Air flights? Where else are you going to fly? Terrible.
You can fly in the sea. Like a fish.
See, now you're a lot better. Now you're a lot better.
Yeah, because nice. There's no fucking airplanes.
That's true.
So, to keep introducing our guests, hi, Wade.
Yes.
Here we go again. And
hey,
with Wade,
how are you doing?
With Wade, we have Wade's wife, Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hey, guys.
What's
this
up?
This would be only the second lady we've had on this show.
Third.
Third?
Third. Jenny.
Right.
Rochelle.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And Jeremy.
No, that's a lady.
True.
Oh.
I think they're counting girls, babe.
No, Jeremy was a female.
Yeah.
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 Oh. Yeah. Well, no, actually, Jeremy's just kind of a bitch. That's all. That's all.
Oh, and since I haven't spoken with Christine, right?
Yes.
This may come up later, so I need to set the record straight. I am not... for rape.
That is such bullshit. He's totally for rape.
No. I want that clear right now.
Okay.
I am not for it.
But see, here's the thing.
No, there is no but see, here's the thing.
Oh, there is a but see, here's the thing. Because Christine is a fan of ours.
Okay.
So she's listened to every
single
episode.
Oh, she's heard it, yeah. So
yeah.
She should hear
me saying
and over again, I'm not for rape.
But she knows. She listened to the original you being a fan for rape. So
terrible.
She knows you're lying right now when you say you're not a fan of rape.
I feel like I really should kick you in the balls.
So,
well,
here's the other thing that goes with that, though, too.
Well, she's not necessarily a fan of ours. She's a fan of Cody's voice. Like,
I was about to say, she loves my voice.
How the hell does that happen?
I have no clue.
You have the voice of a...
like a duck?
Herpy-infested 12-year-old.
What?
Herpy-infested 12-year-old.
A mouth herpy-infested 12-year-old.
I don't exactly know what a herpy-infested... I think a herpy-infested 12-year-old would like sound like a 12-year-old.
Could be. Well, I should clarify. I meant herpes of the throat.
Yes.
Oh.
That's what I was thinking.
Herpes of the throat. How does a 12-year-old get herpes of the throat?
I mean, he's for rape. I don't know.
Obviously for rape then. Now he's going down that road.
Wow, like, see?
I really hope we do not have any cop fans.
See, Dave? All he can do is shake his head.
Oh, my God.
No matter what Dave says, it like always ends up spinning back around that Dave is like all about rape.
This is just a losing battle.
So anyways, back to Christine and her loving my voice. How are you doing, Christine?
Wait, now you're giving him a big head. Good job.
Well, I already had a big head.
A bigger head.
Well, no, most of that head is just hair.
It's true.
You know, it is.
Right, that's right. He does have some pretty hair.
I got the sexy voice and the pretty hair. Oh, yeah.
That's like the first time somebody's actually said that he's remotely attractive.
Pretty much.
I still miss my long hair, man. I was a sexy beast.
Oh, it's
see,
good time.
That's what I do. I stroke egos.
Do what?
I said, that's what I do. I stroke egos.
I like nice. It. You got to stroke Dave's ego now. Yeah. Just do it. Do it rough, because that's the way he likes it, like rape.
He likes it almost as much as rape. Not
almost, almost as much as rape. Okay.
I think I'm going to go run headfirst into a wall really quick. Hold on.
Oh, Dave, we love you.
Well, someone has to. I was looking in the mirror the other day, and I'm like, damn, dude, what's up? And the mirror reflection's like, fuck you. Like, well, all right.
You ugly.
Nope, I make plus size look good.
Mm-hmm. Like Christy Alley.
Yeah, Christy Alley, oh, yeah.
Wait, that Christy Alley or skinny Christy Alley?
That's what he was saying. He makes plus size look good, you know?
Oh.
Christy Alley didn't make either one of them really.
No, she when she was skinny.
She was in
she was. She
Murphy
was,
Brown, right?
She was above average
no.
Small.
Okay, so
what TV show was she on?
Kirstie Alley, like Cheers, Kirstie Alley. That
Cheers.
Was hot.
Dude, she was old
Thank
as
you.
Shit.
Yeah. Cheers. Sometimes you want to go where everybody
you know what?
Okay.
He's actually got it, though. I was watching reruns of Cheers on, I think it was Netflix or Hulu, like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I got to say, wasn't bad. I kept watching.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't get better until like season two or three when the rest of the people actually came on the show.
Yeah.
I don't mean like jerked off on the show.
Appeal, the whole appeal of that show is it's like really just hanging out with your friends at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the whole thing. It's like the guys got home from work and it was when women's lives started really taking over in this country. And it was the only friends they really had because their wives were like, oh, fuck you, you're not going to the fucking bar. No, I'm sick of it. So they'd come in and be like, okay, well, Norm, you know, that was it, you know.
But see, it wasn't a true bar. There were no fights and there were no wet t-shirt contests.
Well,
true.
Come on, what was it, like CBS or but ABC? I mean, yeah.
There was
a
lot of sex going on.
About them.
There was a lot of sex.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what's really cool is you could actually see through Woody Harrelson's hair. Is that an equal to a wet t-shirt contest?
But you could never get past that crooked grin. That's where it always stopped. Speaking of that, I've always wanted to go into my local GameStop and then go, Cody! Like they do with Norm going into Cheers. Norm!
Yeah. Dude, you are
That's my goal. I just want to walk in there enough times.
You know what? I want to walk in there and have them go, Dave, we got the latest edition of Excitebike. That's what I want.
Oh, my God.
They need to fucking remake that game. Like,
hell yeah. A little bit
build
more 3D.
Your own track.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
R and S were the best jumps.
Oh, that was such a great game! Such a great game.
H was the little
yeah.
H was the little launch pads.
Completely.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Love that shit.
Yep, it's awesome.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
No, it's yep.
Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. It's yup. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Completely awesome.
So, download an emulator on your iPhone and play Excitebike, and you'll understand. Like, you can make your own track, and then you would have your buddies play that track. And you see who would get the best time through.
As
you know,
we,
and
it was
really kind of a cool thing.
I have Excitebike on my Wii.
Well, fucking let's knock that shit out. We'll go to Cody's house. We'll fucking play the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the shitty part is I just now remembered I have Excitebike on the Wii. Son of a bitch.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You must not like it that much. Either that or the Wii is so shitty that you don't even want to fucking play it.
Or
like
yeah,
me.
It's
like,
probably because the Wii is so shitty.
All I use it for is Netflix and YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay, so
our Wii's in our daughter's room.
I feel bad because
you should feel bad.
All we have Christine.
Yes,
Wade's beautiful wife.
Well, technically, he has her.
No, she's mine for the podcast.
I'm gonna steal
I've just talked to her about stroking my ego, so yes. I feel like we need to talk to Christine some more. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah. Sorry, Dave is pouring me some.
I'm dropping stuff here.
Drop it like it's hot.
But you that's, can't drink too much. So.
Did you learn that from Wade? Because I know Wade can drop it like it's hot.
Yes, Wade can. I can't.
I did that with a pot the other day in the kitchen.
Oh, good Lord. Jesus.
I think we're on different pages here. But.
Hot pads, Cody, hot pads. Check it before you grab it.
I wish that was me, but no, that was all D-Man.
That's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was Dave, yeah.
And I this reminds me of a story, not a story, but an event that happened a few years ago. When you're cooking...
Here like comes
a,
the plane.
Yep. Yep. Well, actually, what they're doing is...
It's just like Wayne's World. Ah!
No, what they're doing right now, they're on the runway, and they're lighting up the engines doing tests before they take off. That's what that
Oh, that's what they're doing?
Is.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
But no, in Maryland, yeah. We had a big old, we made homemade pizzas. And so the timer went off in the oven, and not even think about it, I just reached in, barehanded, grabbed the pan, pulled it out, set it down. That night didn't go well for me.
No.
No.
I feel when we did our on-location podcast at my place, with Wade and Daniel.
I still don't know if you can consider that on location because it was at one of our houses.
It's out of the norm, though, and we'll never do it again.
Norms on cheers.
I made the horrible mistake of getting Wade's daughter Mini Murph, and then as I'm pulling it out, dropping it.
Yeah, dude, that was an epic fail.
Yeah, big time. I felt horrible. It's so bad. Like, she went through and she made it and everything, you know, and then I fucking just drop it.
Yeah. So, Christine doesn't know this story too much. He bought us Papa Murphy's last time we were on location.
Yeah.
At the zoo, the fucking web zoo.
I like to call it the menagerie.
Web circus.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, and fucking... He pulls it out of the oven, just drops it on the fucking floor. Right after Max made it and everything.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm an asshole. I really just don't like your kid. I'm sorry.
Let me set the story straight.
Oh, okay.
What happened was...
No, I love
he
Maxie.
Took the pizza out of the oven. He looked her right in the eyes and then just slammed it on the floor intentionally. That's really what
Well, you
happened.
Know why? Because she's so short. For half a second there, I thought she was a midget.
No. You just looked at her. You got pissed off. You're like, you want this? You want this? You want this? Bam! And then he slams it on the floor. That's what really happened.
Whoa. Did you call my daughter a midget?
She's as big as a midget. I'm not saying she is a midget. I'm just saying she's as big as a midget.
Tall. No. You fucking said for a split second I thought she was a midget. And
because of her height.
I find that funny.
Oh, funny. You should say it pisses you off and you're going to beat his ass with a train tomorrow. calls it a locomotive or some stupid crap.
It's a loco. Let me drive my locomotives.
If I had a train, I'd take it off-road. Jack that shit up, put some big old round wheels on that shit.
If I had a train, I'd call it a Great Pyramid. Sorry.
The Great Pyramid. If I could pull a train, it would be a Great Pyramid. What the fuck?
Who knows?
Oh, come on. Oh, never mind. Anyways, hi, Christine.
Yes.
Hey, guys.
There's no ADD going on here at all except for all the time.
Oh, no, never.
Oh. What? So, is it that bad already?
Yes.
Okay, Christine.
Yes.
What do you do when Wade comes home drunk as shit? And just wants to bone.
What?
What do you do when Wade comes home drunk as shit and just wants to bone?
So we bone.
You bone. Yay.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Actually, I'm scared for fuck, not bone, so. Jesus,
dude,
guys.
I got turned down by my hand the other night.
Wow, that's bad.
Oh, man.
What, did he just smack you in
the
face?
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude, it was not fun. I was upset.
It probably saw you in the mirror and was like, fuck it.
Pretty much. You know, I had forgotten. I was watching Gone in 60 Seconds. Did you hear him talk about the stranger? You sit on your hand until it goes numb, and then you rub one out.
Right. I've had that happen to me before.
Yep. Yeah.
I think I'm going to try that sometime.
I think that's a callback.
Yeah, and then you really could be gone in 60 seconds.
No.
it's fucking great. But anyway.
No, that's pretty good. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I got a chuckle out of it. If I can chuckle at it, it's good enough for me.
Yeah, dude, you're a chucklehead.
Yeah. Anyways.
Okay. Yes.
Six. I'm just staring deeply into your eyes.
It's most people do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard not to.
Pretty much.
Hi, Christine.
Hey, guys. Like
I love repetition.
No, so how do you put up with Wade?
I don't know. I just do. I kind of like him or something most days.
Most days, yeah.
If you don't mind, how long have you two been married?
I feel like I'm married to him, too.
In April, it'll be 15 years.
Holy shit. You're supposed to hate each other by now.
Jesus, what are you doing in the same room?
Yeah.
Do you share the same bed?
Yes, most nights.
Wow. Wow.
Well, I'm never in trouble. It's just that I fall asleep watching a movie on the couch.
Right. I've done that.
The secret to being married for 15 years, really, is like you know enough about that person to hate them. But it's just to realize you've become friends over all these years and everything else is just fucking gone.
Oh, I thought the secret was space and money.
Space is money? No. You actually have to like the person you're married to?
No, that's why you have the space and then the money to leave and then just come back.
Here comes the planes. Ah!
Nope. Actually, they're flying away.
I think that might be a good name for the podcast. Here comes the planes.
The plane. Now, what reference is that from, Cody?
Ow. I can't think of it.
You got to take
Fantasy
this shit
Island.
Away, dude.
It's from what?
Fucking Fantasy Island, a real shitty show back in the 80s. Little black guy. He was like a fucking midget. And then there's the plane. It's a fly fucking every day. My parents watched it.
I never watched it.
It was gay. It was gay as fuck. And it was like an island you'd go to and all your wildest fantasies would come true. You know, it was just fucking stupid. It was a dumb fucking show.
Yeah, that is pretty
dumb. Fucking.
Yeah, I mean, who'd want to go to an island and have all their awesome fantasies come true? Really?
Kind of like Gilligan's Island, except it's just me and a bunch of hot chicks. Although eventually, if they wouldn't be able to shave, that would just get gross.
That would be an amazing great pyramid.
Oh, fuck yeah. Just hair everywhere, and it's not yours. Just fucking...
I wasn't referring to the hair.
Guys, I'm sure if it's Fantasy Island, you can have clean-shaven women all the time.
And Dave can rape all the bitches.
There you go. Fantasy Island for Dave.
Terrible.
Fantasy Island for Dave is like the same island that fucking Hannibal Lecter goes to.
Oh, I hate life. Now see,
so wait, he gets to rape him, Dave gets to rape him, and Hannibal gets to eat him? Is that how that works?
No. Dave gets to rape Hannibal.
Okay, I see.
Tell me, Dave, as the lamb stops screaming.
Y'all suck. See, this is how my fantasy island would go.
Silence of the women. Tell me, Dave, have the women stopped screaming?
Oh, man.
Put more clothes, Dave.
See, I'm against rape. See, I'm against rape only, but I would let the women rape me. Well, as long as they're good looking. I ain't going to lie. If it's Roseanne Arnold, no.
Roseanne Arnold?
Or Barr, whatever the hell it is now.
Yeah. Because she looks like
a
bar.
But you know, Dave, if you keep saying it over and over again, it still doesn't make it true. Nobody's going to believe you anymore. Stop saying it.
Yeah, I might as well just throw in the towel. This is all you guys know.
Love it. Finally, you broke him. Thank you. Wait. Shit, you
I'm
broke
changing
him.
My name and moving to Nepal.
You know, he's probably going to rape me now because you broke him.
He can't rape the willing.
I was
moving to Nepal. Like, I'm more disturbed about you moving to Nepal than you are fucking
raping women.
Yeah,
no,
too.
You know what's funny is I don't know where that came from, except something about Mary. I just watched that the other day,
mm-hmm.
And the dude said something about moving to Nepal. That's where it got into my head. I really don't know much about that place.
Yeah,
really tall mountains.
Oh, I thought he was going there for spiritual enlightenment, so he'd stop wanting to rape women.
Or he wanted to go fuck the abominable snowman because it's hairy and Fantasy Island, like,
turned into a point. Right.
Yeah. He wanted to go rape the abominable snowman.
Part the hairs! Part the hairs! Yeah.
Ew.
Terrible.
I always wanted to know what it was like to be inside of Chewbacca. So now I've went out on a quest looking for the snowman.
That's all crackpot shit. I love, like, there is a show on Netflix.
There's many shows on Netflix.
This specific one, though, is called The Truth Revealed.
It's not Excitebike?
Aliens on the Moon.
Well, if you want to get technical, see, I'll be the astronomy nerd here. Kay. Oh, I am. When we landed on the moon,
we were aliens.
We were aliens.
No. They're talking about they have video footage and photography.
We have video footage of aliens on the moon.
Well, they're talking about these.
One giant leap for mankind.
And actually, did you know that that is not what he intended to say? There was supposed to be something in the middle of that he kind of spaced on.
He totally fucked up.
Space.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But no, I watched that alien show, and it was clearly easy to see the CGI? Or no, the...
Photoshop?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, like, the... It's all just light and shadow, and they're completely taking it and warping it to their view.
Exactly.
It's insane.
Well, and the doctored videos of 9/11, how the buildings exploded before the planes got there.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, people just want to believe what they want to believe. So they kind of warp the truth. It's like religion. They kind of warp the truth in order to make the belief fucking real.
Now, hold on. With religion...
Investigate 9/11.
Oh, no. Religion is warped, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Speaking of warped religion, that's actually a good segue into Hi, Christine.
Hey, guys.
So,
if you hear a buzzing in the background, it's my furnace kicking on. We're on the garage, and so, like, I apologize. You've got planes and fucking furnaces and kids and shit. It's like being at Cody's house without the turtle.
My turtle's badass,
but at
man.
Least we don't have Cody's house's buzz.
Yeah,
that place is buzzed all the time. It's like your electrical outlets have crabs or something.
No, you know, honestly, what I think it is, it's charged. It's got Dave. I know that's your calming. I'm about to rape this woman.
Oh, Jesus.
Meditation, but we can't do it on
you
air.
You all suck. That's all I'm saying.
No, my house, like I feel like
it's
just full of energy. And we were having some weird shit going on at my house. Like hearing doors open, TV turning on and off by itself, poltergeist type shit.
I'm so glad you never saw me in the house when I was doing that.
Yeah. And it was just, I think that's what it is. Luckily, I had a friend of mine come over and actually give us a cleansing, and we haven't had anything happen since. But
you know,
I still
that's
think
all bullshit,
that
right?
energy, that's not bullshit.
I think the reality of the situation is you've got fucking fish tanks, like 12 of them.
Right.
You got like fucking crabs and turtles and...
That's exactly what it is.
No.
If you ever take the time to actually study psychology like I do, it's all in your fucking head. Mm-mm. And because you believe it, now the next person believes it, and then your mind makes you hear shit that's not exactly there.
No,
I'm never wrong, so don't question it.
Because when two people are sitting there...
It's like religion. It's like religion. You get so many people, you're so passionate about your bullshit for long enough, some asshole is going to fucking believe it.
Yep.
No, because...
This is
where it gets real. When two people are sitting there...
Right.
And we have very thin walls.
Right.
My poor kids. And we hear a door open and close. Okay? At the same time, it's not like I said, oh, did you hear that? We both looked at each other and said, what the fuck was that?
You poor sad man. It's all psychological, dude.
No.
Yep.
Nope.
I could explain it, but you wouldn't understand it.
There was one experience I had that it could be explained as psychological, but it was still freaky as shit to me. We were living in Mount Vernon at the time.
Oh, well, that says it right there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fucking pretty creepy, buddy.
It is. My, especially where we lived. My wife was already in bed. I was staying up watching TV. She fell asleep. I went upstairs and laid down. We had one of those old TVs that if you hit, it would make the dunk sound.
Dunk.
Yep. And I laid down maybe 5-10 minutes later, and I wasn't asleep, because it's very hard for me to fall asleep. It felt like a woman walked into the room and was standing next to the TV. Now, my wife is passed out next to me. It just felt like a womanly presence with gigantic jugs.
This is before you came, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And in my head, I was like, okay, if you're really there, hit the TV, because I know it'd make the...
Thunk.
Exactly. The fucking TV went...
Thunk.
And I was like, okay, thank you. If you're really there, confirm it for me. Do it twice.
Thunk, thunk.
Fucking A. That's exactly what it did. I got out of bed, went downstairs, got me a drink of water.
It's all in your head.
No! Maybe. Yep.
No, you were so close to have spiritual intercourse. You could have just said, if you're real... Grab my cock.
No, I would have pulled a fucking Dan Aykroyd.
It's not cheating if it's a not a real woman.
What if she was a real woman?
Plus, you were on different stories, right?
Because
you were on the upper story. She was downstairs. Your wife?
No. She was laying in bed next to me.
Huh?
Yeah.
So would that technically have been a threesome if Cody was fucking a ghost in the same bed as his wife?
Hmm. Okay, I'm sorry. I heard Cody fucking a goat next to his wife. I'm just saying.
That's just bestiality.
Oh, my God. No. Okay, hold on. Side note.
Yes.
One of my good friends was working a construction project at one of the rich people's houses up near Anacortes. He was talking to the lady about something. They walked out to her barn. She wanted to show him something that they wanted to improve. They walked in on her the Mexican house property maintenance guy.
Oh, fucking the llama, right? Yep. Or the alpaca.
The alpaca.
Yeah.
Balls deep in the alpaca.
Yeah, it's a great story. I love that story.
Dude,
it's a good story.
Yeah. Hi, Christine.
Hey, guys.
What you doing?
Are we actually going to get into our subject matter this week, or are we just going to go ADD all the way to the end again?
No, we're actually going to get into it. Because I already kind of tried to segue into it, but then, you know, squirrel happened. That would be a great shirt. Squirrel happened.
You know, I don't think it's romantic enough in this room.
As squirrel just happened. So, Christine.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good.
You didn't say, hey, guys.
Oh, hey, guys.
We wanted to talk to you. Let's see. I think I'll just say it outright here. About your experience with the Mormon Church. It's something that we'd talked about before. And after speaking with Wade, he says that you would be a great person to talk to about it. Basically, the one with all the info on what it is like and what it means to be living in Utah as a Mormon. So, if you don't mind, just kind of go over that a little bit with us. Well, I mean, what, coming from a Christian background myself, I can tell you what that's like, and it's full of hypocrisy. Especially here recently.
So is the fact that my parents told me I could go ahead and get any woman I wanted when I got older. Total hypocrisy.
How's that hypocrisy when you just rape any woman you want?
Fuck off.
Well, I don't necessarily. Just picture, like, from my point of view, like, we're gonna kind of banter back and forth, Christine and I, about this, but
okay.
Picture, like, from my point of view, picture the world you grew up in with all the church that you went to and the inner crowd, but picture that the size of a town or a city or a state even, and all of those hypocrisies spread within, what, 10,000 mile radius?
something like that.
Yeah, it's, I mean, not radius, like square miles. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, so instead of it being, like, the drama that goes on inside of a church, it's, like, statewide.
Okay.
Make sense?
No, I'm going to take them from you. No. Sorry. Yeah, I could see that. But like, what kind? Give us some examples of the hypocrisy that you guys were dealing with.
Oh, the hypocrisy. Let's see. Several of my friends actually used to work at this one hotel that was across the street from the liquor store, mm-hmm. and they're like, you would count on your, you know, on your hands just sitting there right before close. How many higher up members of the church snuck in and out of said liquor store?
Now, explain the rule on liquor to me with the...
Rule on liquor. So Utah actually has the toughest liquor laws. And, you know, we're talking maybe 3.2 beer. You know, they're alcohol is no bueno. You do not drink. You don't smoke. No caffeine, coffee, you know, actually nothing hot. You're actually supposed to drink everything lukewarm because it's addictive, and mm-hmm. that ruins your temple, which is your body,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then it's
my temple's fucked.
Because you're supposed to be addicted to God, not caffeine.
Right, okay. I'm seeing a bunch of hypocrisy already.
So, yeah. So, my mother, who, if the prophet of the church said tomorrow all women have to wear burkas, she would. But the woman drinks at least 2 liters of Dr. Pepper a day, which is a no-no. Tea is the worst when you consume tea and you committed blasphemy, seriously.
Tea?
Tea, just regular old herbal tea.
Now, can you confirm this? I have heard that Mormons have, some of the higher-up owners and some of, like, Pepsi and Coke are actually Mormon.
Schweier, Coca-Cola.
Pepsi, Coke, Circus, the Mormon Church owns that one. I think there's another one, but I can't remember which.
Winkle
Distributing in Richfield is a, they distribute Coors.
And the guy is and he's a stake president or a bishop or something.
Yeah.
And they're not supposed to be involved in business whatsoever?
Well, it's the business side of it's one thing. Like, they can profit from Satan, but you just can't...
You can't consume it. Alcohol is, you know, it's no good. Drugs, no. Sex is the great one.
And what, see, here's the great thing about it, and I'm going to give you the outsider looking in point of view, is that, like, when I moved from Grand Junction to that area, Joseph, Richfield, Sevier County...
We're talking, like... towns the size of, like, concrete. Just these itty-bitty towns where everybody knows everybody for generations.
Yes. And so I moved there.
But are they riding sheep?
You what?
Are they riding sheep?
Well, yeah, that too.
Okay.
And
so that's Wayne County, remember?
Oh, that's Wayne County. It's not Sevier County. And when you go to Wayne County, it's Sevier
County. County.
But anyways, so I move over there, and I see these same things that she's seen, and I'm actually a kid that doesn't consume alcohol. I'm actually a kid that doesn't smoke at the time, and I'm actually a kid that is not a bad kid, but I just come from a different area, and I'm not part of that inner circle, and I see these things happening, but yet I'm shunned for being there. They like, make me out of to be a monster that does those things.
Because you came from that area.
Because he's an outsider.
Grand
he's
Junction.
Not... He's not Mormon.
And that's all it is. But they do those same things, but because they're part of that inner circle, they're allowed to.
You're not.
You know, and,
you're not part of the clan.
Right.
You don't have your white hood.
The question I have for you, Christine, is like, what is that? Like, that's always been the big question I've always had. Like, what is that whole thing where people get shunned for being even better than some of the higher-up officials, and they're treated as an outsider, but this guy, he's fine to do it. What is that?
Okay, to answer that question, you actually have to go back to church history.
Okay.
Not for good. So, a long time ago, this kid named Joseph Smith came from pretty much Catholic Protestant, you know, and it was getting time for him to pick which one he wanted, and he didn't know which one. You know, and so he went to this grove and prayed. Long story short, there became the start of Mormonism, okay? They moved to Missouri, and they were completely persecuted. This, Utah, was their safe place. That was their safe haven.
Fort Smith.
You know, like, seriously, up to, like, I think 20 years ago, it was still legal to kill a Mormon in Missouri.
Oh, shit.
I mean, seriously, and you would get completely off.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how persecuted they were kicked out of Missouri, and pretty much you didn't have a choice. It was, if you were Mormon, you were getting the hell out of Missouri, or else you were going to die. So they came to Utah, and they said, this is the place. You know, that's why it's the big famous thing, because they hit Salt Lake.
Because it's,
you know, the actual Salt Lake.
It's the place that God found for them, right?
What?
It's the place that God found for them.
Right.
Yeah.
Or he basically stopped because he had the runs.
So, yeah. It was their place to be. It was their safe place. So from that built that distrust of outsiders, because if you were a Mormon, then you were probably going to persecute them again.
Yeah.
And they had just traveled, 1,500 miles on foot. Guys, we're talking on foot. They had hand carts.
Oh, shit.
You had your wives, your children, everybody in a fucking hand cart, and all of your shit to survive a winter in Utah in a fucking hand cart.
Okay.
So even in those small towns, there's this almost this bubble around it, and it's safe. Like, if we move back to Utah tomorrow and move back to Richfield, I would let my kids go out and play on the street in the middle of the day and have no worries whatsoever, because it's such a small town, you know, and it's so protected.
Yes, but persecuted.
I understand that, but they're trying to keep their kids safe because here is this safe bubble that they've created. And believe me, the women in Utah are very, very sheltered. Most people are very, very sheltered because they want to keep everything in this nice, pretty bubble wrap.
And see, we kind of got into that. We kind of got into that a little bit with, if the girl's father was higher up in the chain of command, basically, of the church, the freakier that girl was. And so that kind of goes along with the whole being, they're so sheltered that once they finally break through the chastity belt that's been put on them, they can go freaking crazy.
They do. Most of them go crazy, and they take it to the extreme because they are so sheltered that it's like, whoa, we don't need to be in, like, the drunk sorority girls. This is not girls gone wild. You're just 21. It's okay. You know, the rest of us have been drinking for years, and so have you up the mountain. I know. I saw you at the party last weekend. You know, but yeah, it's just, that's also why Utah has the highest pregnancy rate, you know, because they don't actually have sex ed. They have abstinence. Here's a live birth.
Yeah.
And you're like, ugh. But it's just a sheltered bubble, and it keeps everybody safe. You know, Utah doesn't.
Well, they think it keeps them safe.
It keeps them safe. But
in their minds, though. But they didn't know. Hold on, because the persecuted became the persecure, is what I'm trying to say here. I mean, I stood outside that bubble for 4 fucking years, Christine. And look inside that bubble, and people just walk around this maze all the time, all day long.
Because that's all they know. That's what they've done for generations, is they've kept themselves safe. You know, and in the beginning, they had a valid reason to. They almost got slaughtered in Missouri, you know.
Because of the persecution, they've put up this wall. This just impenetrable wall that pretty much nobody can penetrate.
No, if you're Mormon and if you come over and convert, they have no issues with you because you actually took those steps.
Yes, but that's what they do. They walk you out, they shun you, they put you outside the bubble, and they treat you as such that you need to conform to them or they won't let you in.
Because it's their state. The majority of the state is Mormon. The majority of the state of Utah is Mormon.
Why can't you? I can't.
Up here in Skagit County that I've seen, there are 2 LDS churches. In Orangeville, there were, 2 church houses that were just Mormon, and the third stake went into Castleville.
And that's a town of, 1,200 people.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, is that being Mormon is your way in the state. It is the good old boy network. You're Mormon, you get in, you get higher up.
It's the thing to be.
That's how it works. Especially in those smaller towns, because it's kept them safe and it's kept them thriving. And it's kept their children safe.
But to what end if all they're going to do is shelter them, and at one point they're just going to go all crazy and get pregnant and probably die from cocaine overdose?
Yeah. Up in Idaho, there was a bar where the chicks like to get crazy, and most of the craziest ones were Mormon.
Yeah, they now actually have a really bad meth problem in Sevier County, from what I've heard. So.
Well, and that happens quite a bit because they overshelter their people to the point to where the people can't function in the true outside world.
Yes.
That's the same reason why.
And when you're somebody like me who tried to show, who on multiple occasions has tried to show people that.
But they're not ready for that. That's the thing, is they know that way of life, and it is a safe way of life.
It really is. That's the thing. One person, no matter what, you know, it wasn't just as many people want to claim. He was the herald of it, but Martin Luther King Jr., he was the point of the spear for the civil rights movement, right? But you have to have the whole spear in order to create the change, which was every black person in the country, basically, with you know, a handful of white supporters.
Can black people be Mormon?
Yes. I don't
see. What was that? We didn't hear for a second. What was that?
Can black people be Mormon?
Yes.
Barely. it changed in the 70s because BYU was losing a bunch of basketball games, so the prophet automatically said that God's forgiven fucking black people.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
So, it's kind of the same thing. What you're saying to Wade is, you could be the point, but unless you got the rest of the spear with you, you're not going to penetrate anything. And to be one man standing up against something that's been going on for generations, centuries, basically, of having this persecuted feeling, it's kind of like going back to kind of that redneck mentality of the whole racism thing. You know, you only know what you're taught, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you grow up being taught, oh, well, black people are evil, don't take that out of context, people. I don't agree. I'm not part of the Klan. I don't have my hood yet. But you... Sorry, squirrel. You can't change that mentality. That even to this day, that mentality is still there because you have that mentality of, well, we were persecuted, so now we need to protect ourselves, and the only people that we know are safe to be around are other Mormons.
And honestly, I don't think that they all realize that's how they're actually making other people feel. You know, when they treat people that way, because you know I've seen it. I had a lot of friends that weren't Mormon, and I never quite understood why they were so pissed off at the whole Mormonism thing, to, you know, in general. But, you know, they were still my friends. I was Mormon. They were whatever religion they were, you know, whatever. We didn't care. But other people did. You know, they were very, very snotty, but it's just because that's how they were taught.
Oh, and I understand, and being 35, I see it now, and I completely understand. It's just that when your daughter, my daughter comes home from school when she's 8 years old, and she says, my friends can't hang out with me anymore because I'm not baptized in the church, and she doesn't have any friends, and the persecution starts when she's fucking 8.
I understand that.
That's where it starts. That's how it starts. That's where everything, you start to really become a person and understand morality and morals and what it means to lie and to cheat around that age. And so if that's what they're getting at home, if that's what the parenting is telling those kids who are shunning your daughter to do, there's no stopping that other than going and beating the shit out of the parents.
But I thought
actually it goes deeper than that, because that's also, you know, it's not you know, don't hang out with non-Mormons because they're evil. That's not what's taught, but that's the gist, you know, is that you want to be very, very careful around non-Mormons because they don't have the same morals that you do. They don't live by the same rules that you do.
But yet the hypocrisy...
So it'll be easier to corrupt you. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the hypocrisy is that they have... They're just as human as we are, just with a tag, basically, a front, you know, putting on that face of saying, well, I'm Mormon, so I'm better. But in same reality, they're just as human as you are and have the same problems and addictions and wants and needs.
No, you're wrong, because the church teaches you to love everybody.
Right.
Right. It's so Christ-like. The church is so Christ-like and abides by all those rules. That people that just want to be involved in their community get shunned just because they're not like the rest of the people in the community, because Christ would do just like that.
Okay, yeah, but yep. You are talking the assholes that are out there. There's assholes in every religion.
Except
okay,
for Muslims.
I have a friend that are like, whole entire town's a fucking asshole.
Hey, there sometimes. But I've got a friend that is, like, the best Mormon ever. I don't hang out with her because I'm still bad. Because I feel like I will actually rub off on her and corrupt her because she lives it to a T every fucking day. And I admire her for it. Because she fully, totally believes it. And she lives it. And it's like, wow. I'm glad that you found something that works for you. And she's happy.
But it doesn't work for you. And you've recognized that.
No, it doesn't work for me.
You've recognized that, and I think that's what it really boiled down to for myself was that, one, it's all kind of bullshit, and two, it just doesn't work. Like, I learned a lot from my experiences with going to church and being part of youth group and doing all that, and it's definitely helped make the person that I am today. I don't think I would have the same morals that I do today if I didn't have those experiences.
Exactly. No, I'm not saying that it's bad.
No, and that, I'm not trying to say it is, but if I would defend it, and if I could defend it, it would be to say that what religion in general teaches is to just be a good person. But so many people take that and warp it because...
Exactly.
Oh, well, I can be a good person, but if I can get that person to do this for me, I'm still technically good, and they're the one who's committing the sin.
Warp it, kind of like the lie that I like rape. Yeah, that got warped.
No, I think that's still pretty true. There's no warping in that one.
So I want you to take that thing that you just said, Cody, and I want you to times that by a million people who have that same point of view, and nobody is wrong. So nothing they do can be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's exactly why it's messed up.
But at the end of the day, you've got to break it down further. You know, I get that you're pissed off and you had a bad experience.
I'm not pissed off about it. I get passionate about it.
I think Christine is absolutely right on this one. You're completely pissed off.
You are.
You're very
still bugs you. You know, remember we had that conversation earlier. You were still freaked out to even discuss this because it still bugs you. But, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, the Mormon Church teaches that, yeah, we should love everybody. And they are big, big, big on community service. Like, my mother had four kids. Every other kid besides me, because I was born out of state, every other kid, she had dinner from all the Relief Society ladies. For a week, they brought her dinner, so she didn't have to get out of bed and cook. For three kids, and they do that for everybody. My grandma's funeral, catered by the... I use catered lightly.
Because it's horrible.
Because it's mass-produced food, and some of it's actually pretty good, but...
Yeah.
Some of it, you're like, really, guys? Come on. But they catered an entire funeral for 50 people. And they're like, oh, are you only going to have 50? We're like, yeah, that's it. Just 50. They'll do 200 people if you need them to. You know, they teach community service, you know, really instilling that in their kids that you need to help people. You know, and the family is the biggest. They actually take a day a week where you're not supposed to do anything but just hang out with your family to promote those family values.
Right.
So, I mean, they do have a good basis, unfortunately.
But
some
that's
people get a little uppity with it.
That's the problem with all religion is they all have good base. They all, it goes back to, they all have good morality to them, but it's
good
actually
foundation.
Yes.
Executing it. You know, you can say and do all you want. It's really what your actions that speak louder, right? Your actions speak louder than words. I can't tell you how many times I fucking have heard that. And
exactly.
It's absolutely true. I mean, to go back to your first story, how many high up bishops or priests or whatever you have in the Mormon church, I'm sorry, I don't know, sneaking into the liquor store to get their daily, nightly, their nightcap.
Exactly.
Everything has a good base, but unless you have the people there to actually build it, it's never going to be there.
Well, and back to the subject at hand, I really am not angry for myself. It's more that I'm angry because there's a person right now going through the exact same thing, and I guarantee it.
Oh,
and
there always is somebody going through it.
But what I'm saying to you is you don't realize how that shapes me as a person, and how it's shaping that person currently right now, where they're standing outside a world. And they're watching it happen, and they're watching themselves look inside of this bubble, and they're watching themselves look inside this world, that these people are doing things that are equal, if not worse, than they are. And they're being the ones told that they're bad over and over again. And there comes a point in time that you start to believe what they're saying.
And I think they're starting to realize that.
I don't think so.
I do think so. They just legalized gay marriage.
They were forced to.
They were. But on the string of a shit ton of gay suicides, like gay teenager suicides, because they were persecuted so much that they ended up killing themselves because they couldn't
really
handle it anymore.
Right. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That's kind of a fucked up way to go about it, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they had a mass amount of suicide all over the state of Utah recently.
So they were
I think the count's up to like 5 or 6 in the last, 6 months, 8 months?
Yeah, in one county alone.
In Sevier County alone.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
But again, their base was to treat people good, basically, right? And yeah, it's just religion in general, I think. I mean, Mormonism has its own... We've kind of talked about it a little bit. What are some of the crazy, rules other than the no tea or caffeine or... Because I know there's other ones. You know, your body's
magic
a temple.
Underwear. Magic underwear is a good one.
Oh, man, I've seen that.
Magic underwear?
Yeah, there's certain underwear that you wear.
Yeah, you actually wear them next to your skin, and
a woman actually has to wear a bra over their underwear. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
What?
They go close to your skin so that it can be a daily reminder and a constant reminder that you have also made vows to God to stay pure and,
modest.
Truly modest. And so if a woman was to wear shorts while wearing garments, they would hit the shorts, maybe 2 inches, 2 fingers above the knee?
Mm-hmm.
Because the garments go down.
And you're not allowed to expose your garments.
At all. So
you can't have anything shorter than that. That's why capris are big in Utah, because they're shorts, but not really.
Yeah. You can wear, kind of the baby doll tees that cover your garments, because the women don't fully go, down their arm like a t-shirt. And it's just to
keep you modest.
Help you keep modest. So, because I think, honestly, you go to a bar and you take some guy to a motel room and you pull off your shirt and you got garments on, I'm pretty sure he's going to go running out the door.
Yeah, the guy's going to be like, I'm fucking some chick with garments. Yeah!
Yeah, that's a conquest right there.
Hell yeah.
Right.
Especially probably because she's been so sheltered that she's going to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's going to be crazy. She's going to be crazy as fuck.
Like anal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's crossing the line. Anal's so bad.
What?
I'm just fucking with you.
Then why do you fuck me in the ass?
Because I'm leaving that one alone.
Much from you. What is your thoughts on this situation?
Oh man, yeah, I'm trying to be cool about it. One of my closest friends turned Mormon several years back, and it's not just that, but it's all religion in general. And I I hope I don't offend anyone, but I was really fortunate that I was not raised in the church at all. And I also, my parents never, they never said anything bad about it, though. They, you know, they never told me anything was wrong. They were like, you know, we've got a bunch of friends out there. You want to know about this religion? Find a friend and go with them. You know, check it out. And I don't know.
That's the way I am with my daughter, yeah.
I think that's great. I think that's the best way to go. And it always seemed, every time I went to the church, and I just, it looked like a bunch of lemmings listening to some dude standing up front that, to me, sounded like a, like just some childhood story. But for some reason, all these adults were buying into it.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, getting into psychology like I do, I could go on for years. But when you understand how the brain works, how humans have evolved, in my opinion, beyond what we should be, because we are just animals. You know, we're meant to grow up. We need to eat, sleep, fuck, reproduce, and die. That's what we need to do. But we've created this society that's gone way beyond what we should be. And we are people that have to know. We've got to know. We can't just be satisfied with I don't know.
Yeah.
And so you've got, we've created this society that's run by fucking money. Okay, you can't live and just be a human. You have to have money to do it. That's why there's so much, in my opinion, that's why there's so much depression, suicides, because we just can't do it. And so we need
something. We're a very materialistic society.
Right. We need something to just allow ourselves to continue. That's where, you know, the belief in God and all that stuff comes into.
It's the God gap theory. It's pretty much that, like, all the holes in your life, just fill it in with God. Some people use crack. Some people use adrenaline. Some people use alcohol, sex, whatever. But these people just fill it in with God and stuff, and stamp a name on it and say, my drug's better than yours.
That's exactly what it is. And the belief that, you know, anytime something bad happens in your life, something you can't explain, that's why so many people run there. Because it's like I've always said, the belief in God and all that, it's just too easy. It's just too simple.
Sometimes it makes you run away, though. Because that's what happened with me.
People look through it and see kind of through the bullshit, you know. It's one of the hardest things that I ever did in life was finally come to the acknowledgement that I don't know. And I finally came to peace with it. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, everything went away. You know, I don't know why we're here on Earth. I don't know why we're on some blue planet in a galaxy. But we are.
Yeah, we're here.
You know,
recording a podcast.
Exactly.
I mean, it's fantastic.
Exactly. It's like, I don't know why we're here. I could sit here, dwell on it, and be depressed about how I'm not some millionaire, but
you could just live your high life and try to be happy and a good person.
Exactly. You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know what's good and what's bad. You don't need...
No.
I mean, I understand, you know, the church does teach a lot of good things, but not all of them I consider good. You know, it doesn't take a genius to realize that...
Thou shalt not murder.
Exactly.
Thou shalt not rape.
Exactly. Yes, that is something I believe in. Not rape. Good Lord. But... Yeah, you know.
There's the name of your show, Thou Shall Not Rape.
Thou Shall Not Rape. Done. But, yeah, like I said, I could go on for hours and hours. And, yeah, there's some things, and, like, again, I don't mean to offend anybody, but I have friends that were Mormon, and you just, you see them wearing these undergarments and all this, and it's like, you know, and these are very smart people, the people I'm referring to. Yet, they're falling for this. They're just one of many lemmings.
By this and code of conduct, basically. When you break it down, that's what all religion is. It's this code of conduct that they've chosen to live their lives by.
That's exactly right.
No, I think the Mormon Church goes beyond that. I think the reason why you have people that quote-unquote are intelligent people in the Mormon Church is because, again, being an outsider looking in and seeing it for what I saw it, and it goes to this sense of community, okay? The Mormon Church is designed around a communal structure. They were the first communists. They invented the thing called the United Order, which the church pretty much owned the entire state. You took 10% of it, of your stuff, and the rest of the church got, and they dispensed it evenly. Like, so they were like communists in essence. And so their whole church is based around this communal structure, and the thing is if you're not, I think that's part of the addiction of the whole thing, is that it's a structure designed around a community that
it's part of.
Feel a part of them.
It's trying to be part of the popular group in high school.
Yeah.
Right, and so what they do is they cater to that part of our psyche. We all want to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why the Mormon Church is, and I'm going to offend people by saying this, but fuck it, I don't care. That's why the Mormon Church is not a religion, it's a cult. Because the first thing you do in a cult is separate your people from regular society.
Yep.
Boom, they went 1,500 miles in order to separate their people. And then that's how the structure gets built, is now you have a group of people that don't have any naysayers, and no other voice of reason or whatever to tell them what they're believing is wrong. So now what they do is they create a society based around this thing. Their governor is their prophet of their church. So now God has become their leader of their, you know, of their essential government. And so really the whole thing is based around this communal structure. So when you know what I know by being an outsider looking in, and you've seen what I've seen, you realize that it's less of a religion thing. And you know how, like, you'll say, Cody, so-and-so didn't fit in our church or whatever. It's less of that and more of, if you're not part of the cult, you're the enemy.
Yeah.
And so it's weird. It's just got that same feel that, like, you would think the Manson family would have. And I'm not dissing on it, and I'm not saying it's bad, like, in an essence to where, like, I think Mormons are evil. I just don't think they're smart enough to realize it.
I would agree with
that. Because, again, they're lost in the whole maze of it.
They're lemmings.
Yep. Now, this is the most important question of the night. This will determine whether I can even tolerate them or not. In the Mormon Church, are you allowed to play Excitebike?
Are you what?
Are you allowed to play Excitebike?
Yes, you're allowed to play Excitebike.
Oh,
except
wow.
For you have to let your eight other brothers and sisters have a turn too, so to only get 5 minutes a day.
No, there's only room for like four people. There's only four tracks, five tracks.
Oh, okay. Then you're telling you to have to, and then you have to switch.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So once in a couple of weeks.
No, actually, no, because you'd have younger brothers and sisters that couldn't quite play it yet. So you'd be fine.
Yeah, but they can go get you drinks and
okay,
stuff like that.
Now, what about... Wouldn't it be kind of nice? Because your dad would have so many wives, you wouldn't have to do anything. All the chores, food, be made and cleaned up, you could do whatever you want in the Mormon church room, all right?
Only if you're the guy, and no, that's not how it works.
And that's what I think what's so funny is you spend this time kind of defending the church, but yet you're such a huge women's lib type of person, and yeah, I know you're just playing the devil's advocate because that's what you do, but I know you're like a huge women's lib type of person, and what they've done to women and how they've persecuted women, and and these women don't
actually
know they're being persecuted.
Actually, no, that was never one of my reasons for getting out of the church was women's lit. It was to an extent, but that was never the majority of the reason. I figured they can't get themselves out and they're dumbasses, so. I mean, seriously.
Sorry, squirrel just happened to know smelling Dave's,
Yeah, dude, my mic sock fucking smells like hardcore cigarettes, and I don't know where. I haven't smoked since, like, 2008.
I was thinking it smelled like swamp ass.
Either way.
Okay. Sorry. So I apologize. Squirrel. I don't know. I mean, I know Dave's all for persecution of women, but fuck off. I don't know what to think of that. I think it just all goes back to, you know, history. In the worst thing that we can do as human beings is repeat history. And that's unfortunately what it seems like it just keeps doing with really any religion or any belief, because you're going to pass that belief along. And your kids are going to pick it up and they're going to believe it as well.
True. Now, repeating history as far as Seahawks winning Super Bowl, that's awesome. But no, in life, when you get to... you know, any major person in history that tries to do the right thing and make big changes. Yep. Okay, Lincoln, Martin Luther King, they Gandhi. Always, something happens. Heads gets blown off, something.
Gandhi came out okay.
There was somewhere I was also going with that was going to connect to the story, but squirrel. I don't know if Gandhi did or not.
Gandhi did make big changes.
He really did make big changes, but nothing.
He just starved to death. Nobody wanted to kill a pathetic guy that was like a rake, a human rake. What?
Hey, be nice to Gandhi.
Well, he didn't eat for like a year.
No.
Yeah,
he's not fast, and nobody wants to kill a guy that looks like a rake. I'm
exactly.
Sorry.
I just have to say,
actually, he looked more like a bobblehead.
Through war, dumbass.
Here's ADD at its best. You said rake, and it instantly my mind went to the scene in Spaceballs where they're combing the desert.
I thought you were going to say, I heard rake.
No, or, fuck off.
But
I know where you're going with
you
this.
You said rake, but I'm pretty sure I heard rape.
Oh, I hate these assholes.
Oh, my God.
Why am I even here?
You know, we try to make this a serious show, but we just can't.
No.
And I hate to keep cutting in with jokes. That's my bad. I don't know. That's who I am. I'm trying to fix it. Sometimes I joke too much.
No,
I didn't say I choke too much.
No, you. You're a choker too much.
Thank you for allowing me to be passionate on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get your issues resolved?
I didn't get them resolved. No, I just think
Cody, you didn't play Mario that for him.
Sorry, damn it. I guess I needed to be more Jerry Springer.
Yeah, you were more Jerry Springer.
Did I tell you when I met about the time I met Jerry Springer?
You met Jerry? No.
Well, that's why I didn't tell you. I never met him.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Sometimes the corny jokes are still funny.
Yeah, that was awesome.
They are the best.
The smell of my finger never gets old.
Oh, my God.
It always smells like my asshole, though.
Teach me how to pee still is hilarious.
Teach me how to pee.
Yeah, where I come up and wipe my hands on your face because I just washed them. And you're like, oh, my God, every time. It's great every time.
Oh, you know what? Doing that tonight.
Years, every time he still freaks out.
No, the worst one is the wet willies.
Oh, I don't do them anymore.
Well, fuck you. She is like wet willies. Like, fuck that bitch, man.
You know what's the funniest and will always be the funniest? Fart jokes.
Oh, yeah. Fart jokes and mom
fart jokes.
Never get old.
Yep.
It just sucks.
You just sit in there and all of a sudden. See? See? He laughed.
Oh, yeah. I can't deny that. The problem is I always like to throw mama jokes around, but I'm always around my friends who I'm good friends with their moms. So it's like, son of a bitch.
All right. Here you go, Dave. Your mom is so fat, she uses a couch as a chair.
Nice.
Your mom is so fat she has to use a boomerang to put on a belt.
Your mom is so fat that she uses the driveway as an iron.
Nice.
Your mom is so fat she dressed up in a red suit, came to my front door, and I thought she was the Kool-Aid man.
I think you're supposed to finish it up with, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little dark.
Okay,
now
you guys just
sound
creepy.
I just can't do shit on the fly.
Yeah. I'd fuck me. Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me real hard.
It puts the lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again.
Oh, I saw one of those the other day. It was so damn funny.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Anyway, cool. Well, I'm sorry.
No.
Because the kids are starting to get a little antsy and shit.
Understood. I think this has been a great conversation. But,
oh, yeah.
And we don't have the answers. I hope you do feel better, and hopefully we were able to get enough of this off your chest, Wade.
It's not off my chest. I mean,
it's not. There's obviously a deeper shit, and you could always have a follow-up interview.
Yeah.
Not that. It's just I feel for the guy that is going through the same thing I did.
No, I completely understand what you're saying.
And now
right
you're pissed off and have issues.
And it did. It shaped me and it made me a fucked up human being. The reason I have a problem with conforming and stuff like that and going with the flow is for these reasons.
No, you weren't supposed to conform. You were supposed to be this person and they helped shape you into the person you were supposed to be.
Oh, shit. She's getting all deep on us.
Yeah, now we're going down a road that's fucking crazy. that's cool. I've seen that that it's made qualities in me, but really, it's just made it to where it's difficult for me to function in society.
But you know, honestly, I would just call that life. That's your life experiences. That's what created you to be the person that you are, and I believe that a lot of it, 95% of it, has to do with parenting.
Big time.
With parenting. If you're not
parenting,
being a parent, yeah. Parenthood, meet the parents.
Yes, we got you.
Okay. I was trying to think of other movies with the parents in the name. If you can't be that role model, then your kids are just going to be fucking heathens. Or you could be the role model and form them the way exactly you want them to be, but it might be with this code of conduct that you've used through your entire life that may not be necessarily agreeable with the rest of the
society. Like nature versus nurture stuff, and really, I can be honest with you. You can say parenting all you want, but people have their choices.
People do have their choices, but so much of it comes from parenting.
Yeah, but when it's something that not only do you live not like every day at home, you have to live at a church and at school because pretty much everybody's Mormon and it's all cross-related.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we learned church history in school. It's the only place that we really did learn full church history in a history class in school. Because that's just what it is. It's something that's bred into you.
So let me ask you this, Christine, before you guys take off. Are you still a believer, or are you still a Mormon, I guess?
No, I haven't been Mormon since I was like 13. I finally got to leave the church when I got married.
At 13?
No, I wasn't 13 until I got married. No. No.
Those are date parameters right there.
Wade.
Anyway, no, I stopped believing when I was 13 because I couldn't get the right answers to the questions. So.
Well, and that's the thing. They always tell you, go and pray about it. And then when you come back and be like, I didn't hear anything back from God, I guess you weren't praying hard enough then.
Well, how do you pray harder?
I don't know.
You know? My knees.
All I know is I talked to God. And he didn't give me an answer. Therefore, yep. Powers of deduction tells me there isn't one.
Exactly.
How do you pray harder, though? Story. Make this happen, Jesus. God damn it.
I mean, do you have to take a shit harder while you're praying? Like, that's how hard you pray? Like, you just tense up so much that you end up shitting yourself? That's
there
how hard
you have been times
pray?
I've prayed on the toilet hoping this shit won't rip my asshole.
or maybe
oh, God,
wait,
make it end soon. Oh, God.
Because that wasn't your path.
Wait, I didn't catch that. Say again?
My path is an atheist.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. Okay, well, you guys go be parents. Parent the shit out of those cute little kids you got.
All right, Cody.
All right, thank you, Wade.
Okay, bye.
Hey, Christine.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye, you.
Bye. And bye-bye.
Okay, now that we've got them off, now we can talk about how the Mormon Church is the right way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
I just realized this, Ed, now that we got them off. Yeah.
You and rape.
I swear to God. Oh, lock me up now.
One of these days, won't you let me put the chains on you?
Ooh.
I know.
You know, the thing is, though, not just the Mormon Church. They're all cults. Some are just have less restrictions than others. And as I've constantly said, every culture, every society, every, you know, that has come up has all made their own religions. And each new religion is kind of based off the previous one because it kind of gives them a structure to go off of.
There's so many different denominations of Christianity, and I'm sure it's the same with that's what I should have asked. I'll have to ask him again when we have him on next. Different denominations within the same churches. Like, I know for a fact, I went to a Methodist church, and there were 15 20 different denominations just within Methodism.
Right.
Let alone Protestant. There, you know. So what's the big difference? I mean, that was one of the big things for me. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's because one person decided, oh, well, I'm still a Methodist, but I don't know exactly, like, this one little detail I don't exactly believe. So I'm going to create this form of Methodism.
That's exactly right.
And it's like, but I'm a straightforward kind of guy. And maybe it's because I just don't think about it enough, but pretty much, if it's this way, then it's this way, you know?
Yep.
It's not going to be, oh, well, I see it this way or see it that way. But if it's on the straight and narrow, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the way it is. So how could you view it or see it in any other way?
Yeah. I don't know. Like I've always said, religion, it's just too easy.
Very.
It always is.
Yeah.
You know, as I was stating before, you know, one of our downfalls is our bigger brains. We have bigger brains. It allows us to think more deeply.
We have amazing imaginations.
Yes, we do. But it's always been our human nature to explore, to understand, to figure things out. But sometimes you get to a point where you just can't. And we cannot be satisfied with, I don't know. You know, in your everyday thing, like here in this room, okay, we're comfortable. I know that this is a floor. I know this is a chair.
This
I know,
is a microphone.
Right. And so there's no problem. Nothing's wrong. But then you get to the big things. I don't know why we're here. I don't know what our purpose is, if there is one. And so the belief in a God allows you to put your mind at ease.
And that's
it just gives you a quick out. And, you know, I was giving you shit before about, you know, the things you're hearing in your house and stuff like that. But it is amazing how our brains can work and how I've always said,
absolutely.
You know, the people that are struggling in life and need something to look forward to. And they always come out and say, you know, I put my faith in God and my life got better.
It was a miracle. I have an angel watching over me.
Exactly. But the thing is, they already went into that believing it would help them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what changed their mind and had a positive outlook. It wasn't that there is an angel watching over them. It's that they already went into it, whether they realize it or not. They already went into it knowing that it would be something better.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, like I said, I could just go on forever and ever. But, you know, and the hard thing about science is because you often people kind of see it as science versus religion, which it never really was. But a lot of science and understanding came from the church when you got people starting to actually have evidence that, wait a minute, the Bible says this, but it's clearly not.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
We're not the center of the universe. There's actually a sun.
Exactly.
And, oh, wait, we're on the edge of this galaxy,
yep,
not in the center of it.
Yep.
Oh, wait, there's millions of other galaxies in our universe?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, and then it's just too easy. Again, this is the God thing is too easy. Oh, well, God invented all of this, so now we can put our mind at ease again.
Yeah.
Or God created all this, whatever. But, and this is the other problem with science versus religion is, again, religion's just too easy. It's a quick answer to put your mind at ease. The problem with understanding science, and I've heard this so often, you know, they talk about the universe and being so big and how we understand that, how we can find differences in distance with stars and all this other stuff. The problem with science is it requires too much thought, which is hard for a lot of fucking people because we're lazy. In order to understand science, okay, the problem is to understand, I don't know, I'm just kind of throwing something out there, like how we figured out what Jupiter's made of, how far away it is. Problem is, you have to understand the most basic, simple thing, part A. Once you understand part A, now you can understand part B. Once you know parts A and B, now part C makes complete sense. Mm-hmm. And then so on and so on till you get to the end at whatever, STRV, whatever. And it takes too much time and effort.
It's getting all the way
that.
To Z.
Exactly.
To fully understand Z.
But that's,
you have to understand the other.
Right. And it's too complicated. It's too hard to just take the time to understand it. So God did it. Now I can put my mind at ease.
Yep.
You know, and there's those people that still don't believe that we went to the moon. You know, we just, we really don't have that capability. We don't. It's not as complicated as you think. I mean, okay, yes, it's complicated as shit. But, you know, it's...
It's kind of crazy to me that people do think that. Like, it's... Well, there's a couple things that bug me about it. One, the fact that it is not a national fucking holiday in this country.
As it should be.
The day that we landed on the fucking moon is not a national holiday.
Exactly.
Don't get me wrong. All of our other national holidays, awesome. Perfect. Keep them.
Most of them.
But yeah, fuck Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I hate my family. No, I'm kidding. I just don't like them very much. But the one day, the greatest fucking achievement, we were in this fucking space race with Russia. And we landed two fucking people on the goddamn moon.
Yep.
On a different fucking planet.
Squirrel, I would have hated to be the guy stuck in the lab that could not step on the moon.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I would
have been pissed.
But yeah. It's not a
national holiday?
The problem is you've got too much of the church out there. And when you start making these leaps and bounds, it starts questioning your faith and questioning your sanity. And that's why it's too easy just to be like, oh, that was great, but let's keep on.
It's such an achievement, though.
Well, the fact that we have three fucking rovers on the planet Mars.
Yeah.
Dude.
That are all working.
People don't under... I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. You know, and... Yeah, I could go on and on. It's just the achievement that, yeah.
It's
blows
insane.
My mind.
And the second thing with it is, how do you not believe that we went to the moon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so the first question that someone will ask me.
I can look up at the moon. I don't see no flag waving.
Yeah. and the first question that someone will ask who doesn't believe that we've gone to the moon will be, well, have you been up there? Well, no, of course I haven't fucking been up there.
Exactly.
I would fucking love to.
Oh, my God.
I'd do it in a heartbeat.
I was reading on the Mars, you know, they're talking about habitizing Mars, right?
Yes.
Having that thing up there, which unfortunately a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah.
But there was this thing that I was reading on the Mars website thing. They were talking about...
I think you'll find the article and maybe post it on our Facebook page.
I think I should.
Yes.
There's hundreds of people that have already dedicated. They're like, hey, I will go. I will go even if means I never come back.
Mm-hmm.
I'd do it. I would do it in a heartbeat.
I don't think I could do that.
No.
I feel like it's because my situation is a little bit different having the wife and the kids.
That is true. I don't have that. I mean, I've got the wife, but honestly, she probably
cut that chain.
She probably wouldn't want me to go, but I think she would understand it.
No, I don't think she would want you to go. She'd probably tie you down and rape you so you wouldn't.
True. But no, honestly, though, I would, oh, man, just to
have
the opportunity to go to the moon.
Would be fantastic.
Oh, my God.
And
especially
to prove all to the naysayers that, we can go to the moon because we've already fucking done it.
Uh-huh. Now, I'll tell you this, though. I would, to see the amount of stars, if you could, granted, I would be scared shitless to be on, you know, the, quote, dark side of the moon. But if you're on the moon to where the Earth and the sun are directly behind you, there's no light where you are. And to look straight ahead to see
the universe.
The stars. Oh.
Yeah.
God, that would just...
be fantastic.
Oh, man. Yeah, it would just be.
So,
yes.
You know what this tells me is that we need to get a bigger fan base so that we can start a Kickstarter for trips to the moon for us.
Hell yeah.
Podcast from the moon.
Dude, we would
Holy
get at least two fans.
Shit.
Oh, my God, dude. I would just be standing. I would probably be speechless. That would have to be a video podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude. Can you imagine if you could just jerk off on the moon, see how far it would travel?
Hmm.
Sorry, I had to go there.
I'd rather shit.
if you, Okay, fart joke. If you could if you could build up the biggest fart, okay, just saying we had a way to survive without the spacesuit, if you could just let the biggest rip, would you actually go up off the ground?
Oh, yeah.
Because the gravity is, I can't remember the difference. It's fifth. Like 1/5? Okay.
Or 1/4. 1/5 or 1/4?
No, it's more than a quarter, for sure. The difference, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, oh, man. But can you imagine just farting so bad that you actually lifted, even if it was just half an inch? Dude, I would never stop laughing. Yeah. I would be laughing the entire trip back.
Yeah. That it's got me laughing about it now. So, I think this is a good point to wrap it up. Unless you wanted to say anything else, D-Man.
Oh, I could go on for hours, but I think we're at a good point.
Okay. This was a beautiful discussion I think we had tonight. We started out with a little fun.
It was.
Got a little bit serious. So, Rosconians, let us know if you liked it. Find us on Facebook. Find us on iTunes. Click subscribe.
And Twitter.
The Twitterverse. Instagram. All that fun jazz. You can email us directly. Tell us how much big of a douchebags we're being.
And you know what would be great? We have a couple listeners in the state of Utah that share similar feelings to us. I would love to hear how they like living in Utah.
Yeah. Who knows?
And maybe. I don't mean call us up on Tuesday. I mean let us know on our Facebook page. Or call us in and we'll fudge your names.
Yeah, we can fudge.
We'll
try anyway.
We'll say Sonny and Cher.
Ah.
Terrible.
So, yeah, email us, roscoeshoc@gmail.com, and, yeah, find us, follow us on Podomatic, and, yeah, thank you, Rosconians.
Yes.
This is Chody.
This is D-Man.
Did you steal that?